How does Paul Hutton, you know, take oxygen for himself during this time?
So I go every morning, nice and early. That's a great way to start the day. Interestingly, this morning, bright and early, a local chiropractor, and she has a crystal bed. I'd never heard of it. My daughters and my wife had booked me in for that, and with different crystals and lights and different chakras and all things that were well and truly above my normal level of comprehension. However, it was an incredible 55 minutes where I couldn't do anything else. That my eyes were closed. I had an eye mask on. I had beautiful music. And do you know what I mean? I came to that little bit in the zone, but realized that it's actually not that difficult to find a way to help rejuvenate. And that indeed, if I go for a walk or if I go for a run, I don't take my phone because it just won't be. I'll be doing exercise, but my mind won't be resting. So I think there are lots of little things. Obviously, having some family time is lovely. I've just come out of the self-isolation with one of my daughters as well, my wife's birthday yesterday. So, you know, to actually have a family dinner. So these things become even more cherished. And because we're all home, right, because my youngest school is closed. So I think, you know, there are a few little tiny positives. We had breakfast, lunch, and dinner together as a family. I don't remember when that happened last. So, you know, so we're cherishing those moments. And obviously, you know, you're a family man yourself, George. Those are incredibly important. And the little things that help us get through.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm finding that what I have to do is in this new world, I'm on all the time and I'm working like you in really long hours. What I have to control is keep, when I'm having a meal with my wife, just do device divorce, keep away from my device, put it away. Yep. You know, otherwise you're on all the time. And it actually takes away attention from your loved ones as well. So there's a self-discipline there as well. Just one, I've got one last question, but before I ask that, it was one comment you made. It's about use your draft box, right? And so this is that, remember to take a pause. In our office, you know, the language is breathe. You know, something's on your mind, breathe. If it's a little bit stressful, breathe. So that's what you do, is it? Because you're bound to face, you know, difficult discussions at times. You know, is that how you do it? You know, you use your draft box, you know, you breathe. What do you do? How do you keep everything under control emotionally?
Well, I suppose when it comes to an initial reaction to something, very easy to type an email, bang it out, and to send it, right? It may give you 10 seconds of, I'll show you, kind of joy, and then you realize then you've added more trouble to yourself for the next 3 hours as you wait for a reply. So I would say if I physically use a Dropbox, I'd say 7 out of 10 emails that go into a Dropbox never get sent. They get deleted because inevitably something happened. It's funny you say about breathe. So I had a fairly significant issue overnight, one of my key staff, and when I sent it to this individual, as I sent him this unsavory email, not from me, it had the word breathe, as in 5 R's, three B's, 5 R's, a couple of E's, et cetera, breathe, dot, 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 breathe, dot, 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 breathe, dot, 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 to which he then replied, because it would have only been about 6 a.m. in Singapore, gone for a walk with the dog. So indeed, I would say, 8 out of 10 phone calls I don't take sitting down. Obviously, being sedentary is actually dangerous, right? I'm in my mid-50s, pretty fit, but I do phone calls walking, or I do them standing up or near a window where I can breathe in air. And I've been doing that for a number of years now, and it is just remarkable. And indeed, before you get on to a call, easy to be sitting sedentary in a chair and to just start a call. I mean, that's just not a good place to be. So I think there are little things, and I'm sure there are different things for different people. Cold water, they're just little things. And to be fair, I've made that into a routine. I will get up and walk around. I'll get cold water. I will do 2 or 3 minutes of breathing, and then I'll do the call. And I wish somebody had taught me that when I was in my mid-30s, not my late 40s.
great advice. As a matter of fact, I think you and I can market the Paul Hutton productivity / fitness program. It's very simple. It's just walk in your house while you're on the phone. I love that idea. You know, it's the first time I've heard it, actually. So it's, you know, so yeah, we might actually delete this part from the interview and just sell it, market it. What do you reckon?
Not a problem in the world. 3 minutes. And then somebody will run in and say, old news. We've already done that. But yeah. I think the point is, is that it's little things that really make a market difference, right? It's, you know, I'm sure people have, you know, I don't mind sharing, George, you know, you have broken sleep patterns, waking up unrested, you know, it's so unusual, you know, it's normal to have a couple of stressful days. It's abnormal to be in it now for the best part of 8 weeks and there's no let up. And obviously our business is a 24/7 business, which means that the issues, the challenges, the problems, you know, labor laws in 10 different countries, languages, taxation, new governments, it's one of those things. So you simply just have to accept that there isn't going to be a better part of the day or a less challenging part of the day. Prepare yourself, you know, for the 14 or 15 hours that it is. And the things that we've just talked about do help.